Welcome to the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast, helping one student at a time. Visit npteff.com to enroll today so you can pass tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us here on the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast. My name is Emily, and today I will be diving right into a question which involves scoliosis. During an initial evaluation, the therapist notes a right-sided thoracic scoliosis in a 15-year-old female. Which of the following is a least likely finding? And remember, this is for a right-sided thoracic scoliosis. Option A, vertebral body rotation towards the right side. Option B, narrowed disc spaces on the concave side. Option C, elongated muscles on the convex side. Or option D, spinous process deviation towards the right side. Now, in scoliosis, the disc spaces are narrowed on the concave side and widened on the convex side. The muscles are elongated and weak on the convex side. And the vertebral body rotates towards the convex side, while the spinous process deviates towards the concave side. Now, with all that being said, option D is the correct answer choice, since we would not expect the spinous process to be deviated towards the right side. This would be deviated towards the left side. And don't forget, the question was asking which following finding would be least likely for a right-sided thoracic scoliosis. So don't forget to look for that word least. So now that we've reviewed a scoliosis question, let's take a minute to just review what scoliosis is. Now, scoliosis, don't forget, is named based on the convexity. So for example, a right thoracic rotation with a left side bend will present as what side of a rib hump? This would be a right-sided rib hump. Now we have two types of scoliosis, functional or structural. Functional is when it will disappear with a forward bend, and structural will remain apparent while standing and with forward flexion, since it does not disappear. It will stay there regardless because it is a structural abnormality. So now let's review the concave and the convex sides and see what's happening. Now with our concave side, we will have a higher pelvis, an anterior rib hump, spinous process rotation towards the concave side with muscles shortened and tight. We will have decreased lung volume. We will have narrowing of our intercostal spaces, and the leg can be supinated and lengthened. So now it's time to ask yourself, would we want to stretch or strengthen the concave side? The answer is, we would want to stretch the concave side, such as our QL, our lat, or our external oblique, because remember, on our concave side, our muscles will be short or tightened, so we really want to make sure we're stretching those out. Now, on our convex side, our muscles will appear long or weak. Our vertebral bodies will now be rotated towards this side. So again, we will have vertebral body rotation towards the convex side. Our shoulder will be elevated and our scap can be posteriorly prominent now. We will have increased lateral costal expansion, so increased lung volume. We will have widening of our intercostal spaces. And the limb on that side, our leg will appear apparently short, and we can have excessive pronation, so many times they may need a shoe lift on the convex side. So now it's time to ask yourself again, would we want to stretch or strengthen the convex side? The answer is we would want to strengthen the convex side. So our QL, our lat, or our external oblique, because remember, our muscles are lengthened, are weak on this side, so we want to strengthen them. Now, our final tip to remember is that our vertebral bodies will be rotated towards the side of scoliosis, while the spinous process will rotate away from the side of scoliosis or opposite to the side of scoliosis. Now, I hope you found this episode diving into scoliosis helpful. Now, remember, warriors, you are powerful, you are strong, you are a final frontier warrior, and you will pass. Thank you very much for listening. For more information on the NPTE Final Frontier, please visit npteff.com. You can also check out all of our social media platforms, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Till next time, have a great day and a powerful tomorrow.